UAPs and what we are finding out. Astronomers have made an incredible prediction. Some have said we will know if intelligent life exists on the 22nd of August 2023. When I first read this, I said this was absurd, but I will tell you why they said this. 40 years ago, they blasted a signal out to the area of the star Altair. The message included 13 drawings about Earth history and the structure of our DNA. They have calculated that the distance to the star would take a message 40 years for the round trip if some beings answers it right away. This won't prove anything if not answered, but if it does get an answer, they will know for sure intelligent life exists. This is only true, of course, if someone isn't trying to fool them. There is still so much controversy over the UFO hearings which were held by Congress. Some people have tried to destroy the credibility of the whistleblowers by telling outlandish stories about them. Others have embraced everything they had said. Personally, I can't see any of them being liars. They seem to have had everything to lose and nothing to gain by telling us lies. One also has to remember we have been hearing about some of the things they told Congress for decades already. I am talking about our nuclear missiles being shut down and such, by UAPs. I am also talking about UAPs appearing over military bases, power stations and other places. An article came out about the actor Kurt Russell seeing a UAP when he was younger. He told an interviewer he was flying his plane in 1997 and from his position witnessed the Phoenix Lights phenomenon from the air. We have to remember thousands of people on the ground saw the same thing, so he was one of very many. Tom DeLonge is not only a famous singer and is with the group Blink-182. He is also very well known about the UAP community for his work in getting some very important people on his side in his efforts to investigate UAPs. He even has the respect of some in our government. He was being questioned about UAPs and expressed concern about the government, which is Congress in this case, getting all this UAP information. He said leadership should first find out what is going on exactly and create a plan to deal with this before doing or saying something wrong. Argentina has been reporting UAP sightings lately, and even attacks by flying aliens. The flying alien story has been said by some to be miners attacking a village wearing jetpacks. I don't believe that they would spend $80,000 or $90,000 even for the cheapest jetpacks to do that when there are so many other ways to scare them that are much cheaper or even free. A triangular UAP was also sighted in Argentina, but it was called by some arrow-shaped. The images come from TikTok, so I wouldn't rely too heavily on their genuineness. A man in Devon, which is located in southwest England, said he saw a UAP hovering over the beach. He said it was shaped like a sphere. He took a photo of the craft. Why would a UAP be so interested in a bunch of people on the beach? One thing came to mind. It was the work of Dr. Lear, who was famous for removing tracking devices from humans who had no idea how they got under their skin, without incision marks. I thought to myself, maybe some of these people had trackers and that drew the UAP towards them for some unknown reason. While Dr. Lear believed these were just trackers, they could have been collecting a lot more info about the people they were in. I think most of us know Google has been photographing everything, everywhere. They needed the pictures for Google Earth, Google Maps and many other reasons. So it stands to reason they may have gotten photos of things they didn't expect. One of those objects, which was flying over Bermuda, was said to have been photographed by Google and is said to be a UAP by many people. One thing is obvious, Bermuda is part of the Bermuda Triangle, a mysterious place in the ocean. Over the years, different photos taken by Google have been said to have other UAPs both in the sky, crashed and maybe parked. A witness reported seeing a UAP over Doncaster in the United Kingdom. This was a little different than most sightings, which were reported, in that the sighting occurred over two nights. Usually sightings are one and done, But there are exceptions such as the UFO flap in the early 1950s, where UAPs appeared for 2 weekends over the White House and Capitol. Another thing which was strange, was another man in Sussex said he saw the same thing at the same time. An unknown white object was reported by many people in Oklahoma City Metro. This time the object was said to be a high-altitude weather balloon. Could it have been another Chinese balloon? I hope not. When we talk about UAP sightings in different places, we could be talking about thousands of them over the years. It is now being reported there were over 1,000 sightings in Great Britain in the last 30 months. In 2019, UAP sightings in North America were about 6,000. Numbers of sightings seem to be increasing everywhere, and I believe this is stoking the increased interest in the UAP phenomenon. There are AI programs being integrated into the UAP search. One of the ways they are examining UAPs in the skies is by patterns. It just might turn out there is a secret pattern being used by UAPs in the way they observe things, and we just don't see it yet. Number searches might be compiled, showing the number of times a certain type of target is observed by a UAP. There could even be data which points to something when paired with other data, which we were not aware of, and so much more. One subject which is associated with UAPs which fascinates me is the discovery and observation of giant spaceships. One thing we can be sure of is if a spaceship is as big as a planet, it might mean a couple of different things, and by the way, these have been seen through telescopes. It could mean the ship was built by huge creatures so large they need a giant ship to house them. I really don't think aliens that large could exist, or most planets would be millions of times larger. Another thing which might be true is these ships are world ships and contain the entire population of a planet. One more idea comes to mind right now, which is they might be mining ships and made to hold a huge amount of ore. Whatever is going on, the sightings are increasing, and so are the guesses about when we are going to make contact.